Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit 333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, buddy. How are you guys doing? Good?
Oh, doing great.
Yeah, listen, great weekend. We had a big weekend here in Little Rock, one of our traditional barbecue competitions we had with hundreds of folks, thousands of folks who came by. And so that's what was interesting on Saturday, Cam, trying to keep up with you guys. You guys had won the first game this weekend against Oklahoma. In the second game, I remember, Roger, we were walking through the crowd, and I was, you know, almost every team had a TV.
Yeah.
And so we were watching, and you guys were down, I think at that time, 8-4. So I'm thinking, crap. The next thing I know, you guys hang a 7-burger on them, and boom, it's over with. And that had to be a fun game on the weekend for sure.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, that Friday game was fun to play into. And then on Saturday, just was able to kind of rally there some later innings and really get the job done. It was cool to see our bats kind of come alive in that eighth inning.
Yeah. It's the eighth inning again. Isn't it always the eighth inning, right? Yeah, What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I think it's just getting more comfortable throughout the game. We have a lot of really good hitters in our lineup, and we never press. We always know we're just one swing or one big hit or one big walk or one big anything really away from tying the game or taking the lead.
You know, I mentioned it last week, and same thing with Ella McDowell, who we talked with earlier today. It's crazy. Unlike football, where you have only one game to talk about, you know, during the week, right. You guys have three games, and right. So many things have happened. You hit the grand slam. That was Friday night, right? Was Friday night your grand slam?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. I said it's hard for you to remember. and then you hit another home run. That was yesterday, right? In the loss, is that correct? You had a home run yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's crazy. Now, you know, I told Roger earlier in the show today, you know, on these series, it's almost like, can we do a new rule that once you win the series, you win the first two, you don't even worry about the third game? Like, what are we wasting time here? We've already won the series. Let's move on. Because that kind of thing happens yesterday, and you take what's, you know, you won the series, which is most important, but, you know, you give up 5 home runs yesterday, and you lose a game, you know, it looked like a football game almost. And you don't have quite that vibe you did after you win the second one.
I know. It just kind of sucks losing that game on Sunday, and we really wanted to sweep them. And as we do everybody, we want to sweep everybody, but it was just kind of unfortunate we weren't able to seal the deal there. But you got to just kind of look at the positives when you play the game of baseball, and we did win the series. We won the series, and we'll be in the postseason, and we're playing to try to host a regional. So that's just what our season is now.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to bring up next. You know, Roger, when we were talking to Camden early in the year or mid-year, there were a lot of chattering. You know, this team's not the same team. They can't get to the – this is going to be the year we don't go there. And we just had to just be patient. And sure enough, I think you definitely – if you were to win the series at Kentucky this week, there's no question I think you're going to get a regional. And that says something for you guys, because there was a couple times during the season when you could have let, you know, you guys could have let go of the rope and you didn't, and now you're right back in the mix.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't count the Hogs out. I think it's one of the most consistent programs in the country for any NCAA college sport. And we just have amazing coaches, and we have amazing fans, and we have amazing players. You just can't count us out. I think if you just look at the SEC standings, everyone's just beating up on each other.
Yeah,
we play in the toughest league in the land. And, I mean, everyone's having years. Like, no one's having an absolutely amazing year. The best team in our conference right now is 20 games that they've won. If you look at any other conference in the country, it's a little more lopsided.
Right.
So it's just a testament to the SEC and the grind it is. And we love playing in it.
We're visiting with Camden Kozio, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. We appreciate them and their fine doctors. They take good, real good care of me, Raj, and yeah. over the years.
Yeah, yes, they have. Hey, Camden, you know, Baz has talked about it last several, I don't know, maybe it's been in the last several weeks anyway. Now that you are getting ready, you know, hopefully going to host a regional and all that, do you kind of wish that maybe you didn't have one so that you might stay a little bit more on your toes? Because that seems to be something that we talked about several weeks back, you know, that you got to stay on your toes. You might get a little bit complacent, you know, playing at the house. Yeah, not necessarily overconfident, just, you know, hey, this is, we're comfortable and you don't want to be comfortable. Is that a thing?
I mean, not really. I don't think we're ever just comfortable. And we're always trying to get better and win games. And it doesn't matter if we're playing at home or playing on the road. This year, we've played well on the road. And that's something this team's been really good at. So we can kind of take it to anybody, anywhere, at any time. So.
Did want to mention, speaking of your performance, I know you don't care much about individual numbers, and I gave some of the numbers for Ella McDowell. You know, she was second-team All-SEC third baseman, and she hadn't heard some of her numbers, so I just happened to look at your stats today. You're third on the team in batting average. Ruiz is number one at .311. You're batting .304, but you're number one in every other category. You have the most hits on the team. You have the most doubles on the team. Tied for the most triples. You have the most home runs, most RBIs, most total bases. So, do you occasionally look back and go, I'm having the kind of year I want to, or do you even go back and look at stats throughout the year? Are you aware of all those kind of numbers?
I mean, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not a stats guy.
Okay.
I think stats are not a good thing you should just preoccupy your mind with. I think this past week, and I listened to a mental performance coach named Steve Springer. He does a lot of stuff with the mental side of baseball, and he calls the batting average Satan. I know the fans and everyone, batting average is a big deal, and that's what you look at. But when you play the game of baseball, you can't control if you get a hit or not. So if you're basing your mindset off of getting hit, then you're going to be a pretty miserable person 70% of your life of baseball. I mean, you can't have hits be your success, or you're just not going to be a good hitter. And you'll mentally run yourself out of the game. So the goal of hitting is to hit the ball hard and help the team win and just have quality at bat. So that's all we can really do as baseball players. And as long as you take that mental side of the game, like if that's your approach to the game, then you can play the game a long time. And that's what I'm hoping to do.
Well, so you can let us fans do the and the supporters out there be the ones that check out the number. But I'm telling you, that's an impressive run you've had so far.
That's great. Are you kidding me?
So, you know, again, I'm like you. At the end of the day, I don't really care. I'd rather you guys win a national championship. That's what I want. But still, you're having a solid year, and looking at those numbers, and we're really tickled that we get to visit with you each week. And one other thing before I let you go. So Vahiva Loy had his bobblehead out. It was bobblehead doll for him. I guess it was Friday. I don't remember which night it was. And I think his dad threw out the first pitch. What is it like being around the Aloy brothers, and what did you think of the bobblehead?
They're just unbelievable human beings. I think V called us on Tuesday, called me and Carson Willis on Tuesday, and he actually had the bobblehead on Tuesday, and he showed us on FaceTime. And I don't know if he was supposed to do that, but so I actually got a sneak glimpse of it before we actually got at the stadium. But they're just unbelievable people. Went over to their house on Christmas break, and they're very clean. They treat you like family when you're around them. No one's ever a stranger to them. They're always coming up to give someone a hug. They just treat you like family, and they're a very close-knit group, and they're very good friends and very good people. That's something you can say about the Aloys that you can't say about everybody, and that they're better people than they are baseball players. And that's saying a lot because they're really good baseball players.
Yeah.
Love being around them, and they just have a great family.
Well, I'm going to tell you what goes in a hurry. Bree Ellis bobbleheads in Fayetteville at Bogle, and Vahiva Loy bobbleheads at the ballpark there, you guys, this weekend. I don't know how many they gave out. I think it was 5,000 or something at Baum, but they were gone pretty quickly, and that's a great testament. And maybe there'll be one. Now, listen, if they do one for yours, you've got to make sure the quads, the butt, you know, the bottom
Whoa.
Half, your bottom half man is represented, you know.
Bottom half man.
Yeah, the bottom half. Listen, that's where your power is. Hey, before we let you go, I think we got the Grand Slam call by. I don't know if this is Phil's call or the TV call. Let's hear it.
Swing and a fly ball to deep center field. Back is Walk walks at the fence, and it's gone! It's a grand slam for Camden Kozel.
I don't know. It's so funny. You're so busy. You don't have a chance to get to hear those calls. Yeah, but Phil, I love Phil. Yeah. Phil's great. But
And you don't pay attention to all those things. You don't pay attention to any of those numbers. But what you do pay attention to is that one fish that got away. Those are the
maybe
things.
That.
Yes, that is very true. I know every fish that's got. I'll tell you this. I was fishing this morning.
Yeah.
I was just fishing, and I was throwing a wacky rig Senko out in this pond, and this, like, 80-pound carp. Oh. Ate the Senko.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. It wasn't even a bass. 80-pound carp, and it got away right at the bank. So I was pretty bummed out.
Oh, wait. So you got it to the bank. It was a giant carp, which, you know, just you don't want any part of carp. And but then you couldn't even get it. Were you in the boat or you're on a bank?
Oh, I was on the bank.
Okay.
I was fishing with a buddy, Drew Beam, who actually played for Tennessee a couple years ago. Fans may remember him, but he's now with the Naturals. So he's a good buddy of mine, and we were out fishing, and that darn carp got away.
Well, you don't eat carp. They're just they have a role, I guess, right? They eat the grass, right? Is that right? They're not. Besides that, they're not good for anything, correct?
Yeah, they're just. I mean, they're just. I don't even know.
Not happy.
Yeah. I don't even know what.
Lost your.
What they are. They're just big fish that. Eat grass and take care of the pond in that way.
And ate your lure and took away your lure. There's a big carp that's got a lure in his belly. That's yours. That's another thing, too. What was the name of the lure that you were using?
Oh, it was a Wacky Rig Senko.
Wacky Wig. What is it, Rod? You know, we'll let you do.
Something Stanko.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, good luck against Kentucky. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Camden.
Sweet. Thank you guys so much.
All right, go Hogs. See you, buddy.